attention of the chief priests. About noon, O king, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing all around me and my companions. We fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It's hard for you to kick against the goads." Then I asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting," the Lord replied. "Now get up and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I'm sending you to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." So he's very specific. It was noon. The sun was bright. He even tells us what language he heard it in. He gives the actual words as sort of a "you are there." And then picking up in verse 19, he talks about what difference it made. "So then, King Agrippa, I wasn't disobedient to the vision from heaven. First to those in Damascus, and then in Jerusalem and all Judea and the Gentiles also, I preached that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds. That is why the Jews seized me in the temple courts and tried to kill me. But I've had God's help to this very day. And so I stand here and I testify to small and to great alike. I'm saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Christ would suffer and would be the first to rise from the dead and would proclaim light to his own people and to the Gentiles." At this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense. "You are out of your mind, Paul," he shouted. "Your great learning is driving you insane." "I am not insane, most excellent Festus," Paul replied. "What I'm saying is true and reasonable. The king is familiar with these things, and I can speak freely to him. I'm convinced that none of this has escaped his notice, because it wasn't done in a corner."